With Vaidana, the Buddha teaches that you have pleasant Vaidana, little Vaidana, and unpleasant Vaidana. So that doesn't seem to quite fit with what he's then saying there. It seems to me like he's saying in that, that all pleasant Vaidana isn't actually pleasant, it's actually unpleasant. But that doesn't.
Well, I mean, yes. Especially if it's bound up with sensuality, because then it's unsatisfying. But of course, then there's pleasant, unpleasant, neutral sensation of the body, of a mundane element. And then there's pleasant, unpleasant, neutral sensation that is of an, say, like an unworldly nature as well. Then you can have mindfulness of breathing. It can be very pleasant. And it's not entangling. It doesn't need to be entangling. Yeah.
Just thinking also, there's that in the Chula Vidala Sutta with the changing nature of pleasant and unpleasant. When it changes, it becomes unpleasant.
But yeah, it's pleasant when you experience it. When you're separated from it, it becomes unpleasant. There's the kind of the grief that comes from losing what was pleasant.